This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Now at number two. Let me explain what's been going on this week. I moved temporarily to a neighborhood. I'm renting a place right now. And, they're doing a lot of work around here. And right behind my house that I'm living in currently, they're building another house. And they have been beating this neighborhood to death, just the vibrations and everything. It has begun. I'm glad I don't own this house. It's doing some structural damage to the house. It's also doing some damage to the infrastructure. And Monday, we had some storms, and at the same time, I could see some stuff fluctuating. Now, here's what happens. And I'm just pulling back the curtain, just so you know what's going on. If I start the show, and the show's going, and the board operator's going along and everything, and the board operator is the glue. Well, if I lose power, they got no way of knowing what's going on. There's a awkward silence, and then they move really quick and they try to fill that space with something, that some sort of a sound, and then they have to grab a rebroadcast and stick it out there. So in the interest of respecting my board ops, which I have two and I respect them both, because they actually are producing the show, I would rather let them run a rebroadcast, and then that way there is continuity throughout the broadcast. And not me doing something and then all of a sudden it going away and everybody thinking, well, it was the NSA. They've come after Bill. No. It's construction and it's poor infrastructure. They're either... I can do the show without a lot of things. If I don't have the internet, I send this transmission via Comrex Brick in real time to Minnesota, to Genesis. And if I lose the internet, which is the highway it flies on, I could call in and try to do the show if that's what it comes down to. Or I could do the show anywhere where I could find some Wi-Fi that might work. There might be some people looking at me sort of weird, but I could try to do it that way. Got to have power, though. If I don't have power, then I don't have internet. And if I don't have internet and I don't have power, I don't have the capability of doing it. So rather than have the show interrupted prematurely, I would rather have a continuous broadcast going on, and that's what's going on. That's all that's going on. Just so you know. North Korea is about to become a problem. I don't know how bad. Nobody knows how bad. But here's a fact for you, okay? Here's a fact for you. First things first. If North Korea decides to get aggressive physically, militarily, we will demolish them in any conceivable military scenario. Even in the worst case, and Kim Jong-un decided to go nuclear, we would ensure that Pyongyang was turned into atomic ash, and that would be the end of the so-called Hermit Kingdom. What gets lost in this are two key questions. Just how bad would such a conflict be, and what happens when the war is over? If we want to think about a limited conflict with conventional weapons, then we flatten the Korean Peninsula. And it would probably spill over into Japan, Guam, Hawaii, maybe even Alaska. But here's a very real scenario that could occur with the Second Korean War. If they were to launch a salvo of artillery shells into Seoul, which is basically a wave, that's 35 miles away from the DMZ. That would be catastrophic. This would, first of all, this would be 9/11 times 100. We would see countless skyscrapers and tall buildings collapsing to the earth. Millions of people would try to get out. They would clog all of the exits out of one of the world's largest cities. Rebuilding downtown Seoul would cost billions of dollars, and this is not even counting the people. Just with that one act alone, and what could be the opening chapter of a war, which would be brutal in a way we haven't seen in generations. Not to mention, now this would be a war that was fought with social media. This would horrify everybody for generations to come. That's just a small example. If you expand that out a little more, what if North Korea decides to strike first? If we were to start a massive buildup, what if they decide to strike first and not only launch attacks on Seoul, but deploy the full weight of his conventional military forces in an all-out assault against the South? Kim has a 1.1 million man army, 4,300 tanks. He's got all kinds of artillery and rocket batteries to attack the South. But there's a couple of problems. His forces are old. It's all 1950s technology. But you have sheer numbers. And they would do incredible damage. And yes, we and Seoul would be able to destroy the clear majority of that army quickly. But there would be devastation left in their wake. Or Kim could just decide to fire off his over 1,000 missiles in wave after wave of terror strikes on Seoul, Tokyo, U.S. military bases around the region. If those attacks were carried out against major cities in South Korea or Japan, that would drive mass panic throughout each nation. And while it stands to reason that North Korea's missiles aren't as accurate as America's or the other powers, they could be used as the ultimate terror weapon, doing perhaps more damage to people's psyche. Or they could deploy their massive force of 200,000 special forces in a clandestine assault on the South. And there's a massive tunnel system in there around and under the DMZ. Some have been discovered and are now tourist attractions, but if they sent a small force of several thousand troops to the South, the Seoul government would have to launch a massive manhunt to catch these guys. And if that isn't bad enough, and keep in mind these are the simplest examples, such a war would have many layers of horror, there's what happens after, and that might be the most troubling prospect of all. North Korea is defeated. Without becoming an atomic graveyard, North and South Korea would need to be reunited. So think of the scale of the Syrian civil war, or rebuilding Iraq or Afghanistan. You think that was challenging? A destroyed North Korea with massive damage onto the South could make any of those pale in comparison. The immediate challenge would be, how do you feed 25 million starving people? How can you logistically bring enough resources in to feed the hungry when there are no roads, bridges, or transportation network to do it? We would have both sides needing trillions of dollars in reconstruction aid, but you would need to somehow figure out how to rebuild a North Korean society that has been brainwashed by decades of rule by the Kim family. And you also got to think about what the outside world would think of Korean unification, and that means China. What will Beijing do, seeing a united Korea that would likely be a strong U.S. ally, still hosting U.S. troops in the years to come? How would Beijing react? And what about Kim's network of concentration camps? How do you help perhaps as many 200,000 people who have had their lives destroyed in a fashion not seen since the days of Hitler? And that's only scratching the surface. If you introduce nuclear, chemical, and other weapons, the devastation would be beyond our imagination. Bear this in mind as we are going forward. If you haven't got a rifle yet, buy a rifle. On the off chance of something nuclear happening, buy some ammo, some other stuff, and pray. Pray it doesn't happen. Pray like we used to pray when I was in the Army. We prepared for war, but we prayed for peace. This is Lock and Load.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This just in. Glock executives claim there's no basis to the reports that all of the company's pistols are being formally recalled. But they say that they have instituted a running change in the design of the firing pin safety mechanism. All of the pistols that were assembled after the middle of October include the redesigned parts. This is apparently based on a pair of unintentional discharges experienced by a Suffolk County, New York law enforcement agency. Glock says one of the two pistols may have been altered outside of the factory, but the department is steadfastly denying that claim. The second pistol was not examined by Glock. A New York newspaper reported in the incidents that Glock says the information was inaccurate and was evidently passed on by a gruntled or disgruntled member of the department. They also believe a competitor has faxed the New York newspaper article all over the country. The improved parts will be refitted into all previously made Glock pistols. According to the national sales managers, they come to us for normal service and repair. The retrofit is important, not for safety concerns, but to assure product continuity 25 years down the road, because we don't want to have stock parts of two separate designs. Not exactly latest news. This was 1991. When Glock experienced the same kind of thing that we are seeing currently in Sharknado, Shark Week right now, or whatever you want to call it, Shark Month for the 6-hour P320. That gun in 1991 met all of the drop safe requirements, like the Sig Sauer P320. And Monday, on August the 14th, you, if you own one, like me, you will be able to get a voluntary upgrade from Sig Sauer. All as a result of the upgrades that were made for the M17 system, which they were already rolling in before somebody discovered Axis number 46 million that you can drop the gun on. I don't know what the odds of you actually dropping the gun and it landing that way are, but if you drop it that way, it will go kablooey. The original thing came out of the Dallas Police Department. There's a defect that could cause the weapon system to go off when dropped. That was a little blurb that came out via certain places like the firearm blog. And at the time, the P320 was not the main duty gun. The warning went out, and then it was leaked. And this began the Sharknado wild internet speculation. The first shark sucking into the water spout, including a post that indicated an officer had been injured when he dropped his gun. Well, that turned out not to be correct. No Dallas officer had been injured, and no P320 from that department had discharged when it was not supposed to do so. That memo came out due to the wording in the manual for the P320. In the legal warnings of many handgun manuals, there is language to the effect that if a loaded pistol is dropped, it may discharge. That's written by lawyers to protect the manufacturer. If dropped, the pistol may fire. Keep the chamber empty unless actually firing. I actually do look at some of these things from time to time. I've seen that sort of language before. Then SIG started issuing statements regarding the safety of the P320, and all of them were true. Like, they were tested according to the ANSI standard, the SAMI standard, as well as rigorous testing protocols for global military and law enforcement agencies. Here's the part that matters. All 6-hour pistols incorporate effective mechanical safeties to ensure they only fire when the trigger is pressed. However, like any mechanical device, exposure to acute conditions, shock, vibration, heavy or repeated drops, may have a negative effect on those safety mechanisms and cause them not to work as designed. That's common language. Now, the Dallas PD memo was leaning on the side of officer safety. But what followed came the Sharknado effect. Like a bunch of feeding hammerhead sharks sucked into a waterspout, people started trying to induce the condition specifically for the views on video. And Omaha Outdoors, they got multiple P320s, including guns that had been previously torture tested, to discharge by dropping them on the top rear of the slide. That is the 46 millionth point of contact. And they do discharge when you drop them that way. And there's no finger on the trigger. And when dropped a specific way, which is being termed negative 30 degrees, their firing pins struck primers. Then everybody else tried to copy that too. Some have tried, some haven't, but they were just trying to get clicks or likes. I have no idea how many 320s have hit the concrete this past week. But if you have a P320, don't try that at home. This isn't Jackass or some show like this. We don't, I don't drop guns. Throwing your guns around when loaded is not the kind of thing you should do with a firearm. And most of the Sharknado bloggers have put out a subsequent post telling people not to try to induce this unsafe condition with their own guns. There's some video of people out there taking the gun and trying to bang on it with the back of a hammer. SIG did have a problem on their hands, a public relations morass. And these, they are one of the most respected gun makers in the world. This is a company that spends $2 million a year drop testing. They have 50 engineers drop testing. And that gun has passed every drop safety test in the United States and quite a few more overseas. So the engineers got it, and they replicated the discharge, and they went to work on the negative 30-degree jump drop. And then they invited the media in to see what they learned and about how the discharges could happen and what the fix for the problem is that may never have occurred on its own. So they have this in hand. They dropped the gun 2,200 times, 11 guns, 2,200 different times. So one thing that was coming out about this was the XM-17 and 18 now is unsafe. And we're jeopardizing the lives of soldiers. The XM-17 passed the test with the original fire control group out of the P320, but they wanted to eliminate the double click. So they made a proposal to make a change. The Army took it, and now there's 50 of those guns at the 101st Airborne, exactly the way they're going to be and exactly the way all of the commercial ones are going to be going out going forward. In the meantime, they have stopped all production of the P320 until every P320, all 500,000 of them, if that's what they want, people want to do, get them fixed. But they already had the fix. They already had that out there. So the odds of you dropping your 320 at precisely the right angle, the requisite angle to induce a discharge, is about the same as a real Sharknado. At the very least, nobody has decided to get out there and try to do a water spout and suck sharks and throw them out there into the populace and put that on YouTube for the clicks. Stay away from the mass hysteria. If you have a P320, you still have one hell of a gun. And they're going to fix it and make it future-proof. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com.
Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. If you were to go on any gun message board, you're going to find somebody out there that doesn't like 5.56. 5.56 just doesn't have enough punch. Just not enough oomph. It's just not enough. Never mind, of course, that that could be easily rectified with just going with some 75 grain ammo. That would change a whole lot of things if they were just to simply do that. They don't have to do anything to the weapon. Now there's a new solicitation from the U.S. Army for something called the Interim Combat Service Rifle. And all of the people on the message board, well, they're liable to get quite excited about this one, yeah. The Army has identified a potential gap in the capability of ground forces and infantry to penetrate body armor using existing ammunition. So to address this operational need, they're looking for an interim combat service rifle that is capable of defeating emerging threats. And they have a requirement to acquire a commercial 7.62mm to field with the M80 A1 enhanced performance round to engage and defeat protected and unprotected threats. They intend to award a maximum of 8 transaction agreements, procuring 7 weapons from each offerer for test and evaluation. The government reserves the right to award less than 8 other transaction agreements and or to make no other transaction agreements. Offerors may submit more than one proposal, however, each proposal must be separate and distinct from one another. Each proposal shall include a bid sample. Once the test and evaluation is concluded, the estimate is subject to change. They're looking to get 50,000 weapons. So that means the entire army doesn't get them. Oh, no. But I've already solved that issue. I know exactly which one they should get. They need to just go buy the SCAR. The FN SCAR. I haven't gotten one of those yet. That's the one I want. The primary concern appears to be enemy troops wearing body armor, similar in ballistic properties to that worn by us. Which currently the enemy we fight doesn't really wear body armor. But requirements for it, it needs to be chambered in 7.62 NATO. It needs to be accurate out to 600 meters. They want folding iron sights. Select fire capable. Needs to be able to accept a suppressor. It has to have a quad rail, basically, so it means some mount accessories, that kind of thing. If you are a 7.62 fan, don't get too excited because they're only going to go up to 50,000 weapons. They're not going to be buying the entirety of the military. We're not going to change from the M4 because, like I said, all you got to do is just change the ammo. You might think I'm an AR fanboy. That would barely amount to a drop in the bucket. This would probably be these would probably be sprinkled throughout certain squads and units. That doesn't preclude the Army asking for more weapons down the road, or the other branches placing orders on their own. But the solicitation is bringing up questions over just who they expect to combat. That would be armored, seeing as how ISIS doesn't seem to be using much in the way of body armor. But it doesn't matter, since this solicitation will give gun buffs throughout the Internet a new topic to debate for months on end. I have no real true desire to see the entirety of the military go to 7.62. There's a reason we went to, we had that with the M14, yeah. But you know what? The M14 carrying ammo was heavy. The rifle was big. The SAW addresses the issue of size. It addresses the issue of recoil mitigation, I think. It doesn't address anything about how much the ammo weighs. The ammo's still going to weigh. But for those of you out there that are 7.62 millimeter fans, well, we got something coming you might like. Now, the good old U.S. Army has decided to go with it, and since we started engaging in Afghanistan, ISIS, with some of those mud huts. When those guys, mud huts turn out to be cover if you're using 55 or 62 grain 5.56. That's a problem.
Yeah.
But 308, this is why a lot of people are using, a lot of the services are fielding the M14 again. So, we'll see where that goes. I want to see what they pick. I can't imagine what's going to come out. I mean, we already have the AR-10. We got the SCAR. What else is out there that might be good to go? I don't know. Seems sort of silly to do all of that. That's the thing. To do all of that research and development to develop a new gun when you got the SCAR. I know there's no fun in that, though. But on the other hand, that'll give a lot of us a bunch of new rifles to look at and maybe talk about having. And since they'll all have to be developed to meet a military standard, those that participate in this will have a new gun to offer. This is going to be a new rifle coming out. Yeah. I don't know if we'll see any bullpups. I know Kel-Tec makes a 7.62 bullpup, but I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I've only ever seen one in the wild. We'll see. In other news, before we go to break, there's a federal bill out there right now. They want to see the entire nation adopt micro-stamping, which is where they engrave on the end of the firing pin little micro numbers that you and I can't see. And then every time you pull the trigger, those micro numbers are stamped into the end of the brass of the primer on the weapon, of the round, rather. And then it's ejected, and then the cops can come along and put on their special micro-stamp reader glasses and see the micro-stamp and say, I know exactly who this belongs to. Crime solved. Well, first of all, criminals don't go by. In California, they have a micro-stamping requirement in California, and that has just about destroyed the entire... You've got to be on a list in California to be considered to be bought. So there's a lot of guns not for sale for that. You can pull the firing pin out and take an emery board. You know what your girlfriend uses to buff her nails? You can use that and remove the micro-stamping. Yeah. You can overcome it with like a 10-cent piece from Sally's Beauty Supply. Or if you really want to have some fun, if you're a criminal and you're using a micro-stamp gun, go get some brass casings from a shooting range where there's other micro-stamp guns, dump them at the crime scene, use different micro-stamp rounds or brass casings, have four or five different ones out there, and sprinkle them around and let the police pick those up. Most people, when they kill somebody or shoot somebody with a gun, they dump the gun. So, being able to match a stolen gun with a micro-stamp round doesn't solve a crime. And that's only if you find a gun. Stupid technology. In the House, it currently has 12 co-sponsors, all of whom are Democrats. Not a shock. It doesn't have a chance of passing, but it's good to know what they're up to. Grasping at straws and flailing in the water. Oh, well. Gun controllers, you never let me down. Always consistent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, we're going to talk about this just because of the name of the gun shop. Amazon's newspaper, the Washington Post, they are trumpeting the latest win for the completely, hardly there at all, Brady campaign. In an article titled, How a Gun Control Group Got the Owner of Lock and Load to Quit the Business, Cleve R. Wootson Jr. details the process of the Brady Bunch they used to drive Gerald Tanso out of selling retail firearms. His store, Lock and Load, of Oldsmar, Florida, had refused to sell Benjamin Bishop a rifle. Not really clear what raised their antenna, but it was the right decision. Bishop had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and claimed he was attacked by assailants. Maybe it was his behavior, or maybe he answered the question regarding mental illness on the 4473, honestly. Whatever the reason, Lock and Load turned him away. So then Bishop persuaded a friend, Matthew Schwab, to buy a shotgun for him. Matthew did. Bishop gave him the money. Then he took the gun to use it, and he used that to murder his mother and her new boyfriend. This was a straw purchase. That's where someone buys a gun for a person who is legally prohibited from possessing one. Straw purchases are illegal for both the buyer and the seller, though the Tampa Bay Times reported that the teen who bought the shotgun later cooperated with authorities and wasn't charged with a crime. Question number one, why the hell wasn't he charged with a crime? A straw purchase is a very serious crime, a felony, punishable by a fine of up to $250,000 and 10 years in prison. Prosecuting a straw purchaser, especially when an illegal sale results in two dead bodies, would seem to set a useful example, a deterrent to anyone who might be considering doing the same thing. Enter the Brady campaign. These are the same people who tried to sue Lucky Gunner after the Aurora Theater shooting, and then ended up sticking one of the victim's families with a $200,000 legal fees bill coming their way. In this case, they went after the owner of Lock and Load. A lawsuit filed in 2014 in Florida Circuit Court by the families in the Brady Center claimed that the store's owner, Gerald Tanso, didn't do enough to keep a dangerous weapon out of the hands of a mentally ill man with a criminal record. He didn't do enough, even though he refused to sell a gun to Bishop, even though the only way Bishop could get his hands on that shotgun was to get Schwab, who's walking around scot-free, to buy it for him. You can probably imagine the attorney fees Tanso racked up to defend himself. And in case you're unaware, local gun store isn't exactly a high-margin business. There's not a lot of local gun store owners tooling around in a Ferrari. So, faced with ruinous legal bills, Mr. Tanso was forced to throw in the towel. He sold his store as part of a settlement in order to make the suit go away and probably avoid bankruptcy. But that wasn't enough for the Brady campaign. They needed a bloody scalp they could wave as a sign of victory. So as part of the deal, Tanso also had to release the following statement. I have sold my gun shop and will no longer engage in the business of selling firearms. Our Second Amendment protects the rights of law-abiding citizens, and we must protect those rights. And at the same time, we must exercise great caution and due diligence with great responsibility in preventing firearms from getting in the wrong hands of people who seek to harm us all. I support laws that protect our Second Amendment and the laws that protect our society from criminal elements who would abuse that right to the detriment of others. I encourage all gun dealers, including the new owner of my gun shop, to implement such measures. Sort of sounds like he had a gun held to his head, doesn't it? Given their impotence in getting stricter gun control laws passed at the federal level, even during the gun control-friendly Obama years, they have changed their tactic now. They've taken up a new weapon, lawfare, aiming to make it more financially risky to sell a legal consumer product to Americans who pass the background check. Jonathan Lowy, a Brady Center attorney involved in the case, said the organization's been going after the small percentage of gun stores that he said are responsible for 90% of the guns used in crimes. After how many years, though? He told the Post, most gun dealers are responsible business people who do what they can to prevent dangerous people from getting guns, but unfortunately there are some that don't. For those gun dealers who just care about the bottom line, just care about the money they make from the next gun sale, lawsuits like this mean it's no longer profitable. We're hoping we can change the calculus for those gun dealers. You should be thinking of me with my eyes narrowed up into slits. What about the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, you ask? Should that protect gun stores like Lock and Load from this kind of extortion? But that takes time and money, too. And lots of both to fend off a determined litigious actor like the Brady Bunch, even if their suit is otherwise frivolous. Former NRA President Marion Hammer said the Brady Center is determined to find any way it can to destroy Second Amendment rights of citizens. They don't appear to be individuals they target. It's a cause. And if they get an individual shop, gun shop owner in their sights, they're going to spend whatever it takes unless the court steps in and put a stop to this malicious behavior. So, chalk one up for Brady's infliction of death by litigation costs. But while Mr. Tanso was forced out of his own business, Lock and Load isn't gone. As the Post article notes, Lock and Load still exists, but it has a new owner. Dominic Zingale, a federally licensed firearms dealer, who said in a written statement to the Tampa Bay Times that he will continue to follow all of the applicable ATF Florida and local gun laws and procedures set forth by them to the letter. He added that he has no operational ties to the former owner, nor have I worked with him when he was in the firearms business. Mr. Zingale should probably be watching his back, though. Now, they're trying to do two things here. Primarily two things. They're trying to get enough people to decide it's not worth it to sell guns. And they're trying to point out that in this particular case, this was a crazy guy who, he did the straw purchase thing. They're completely glossing over that part. And why that guy Schwab is walking around, I would love to know the deal that was made. I mean, I really want to know the deal that was made, because I keep seeing these guys pleading out and walking around on probation or something. That's not the way you run, you know, a legal system. If somebody breaks, that's a felony that led to murder. How do you get out there and say, well, you know, we have to go after the worst of the actors, so we're going to go after this one. We'll let this other one walk. Okay. I wonder if the guy still has the ability to pass a background check, Mr. Schwab. I mean, how much leeway did they give this kid? And he's a kid. I don't know. Anyway. The Lock and Load Gun Shop. The Brady Bunch went after that. I don't like that at all. I'm not the only Lock and Load out there. There's even other radio shows called Lock and Load, or, you know, podcasts or other stuff. I mean, it wasn't... The reason I don't just call it Lock and Load is because there's so many of them. But they took a guy who didn't break the law, who went by the law, and they ran him out of business. Doesn't that just make you mad to hear something like that? Isn't that an aberration of justice? Is that what the system was set up for? It's the way the system was worked. And it's the way the system was manipulated by the Brady Bunch, but yeah. Is that what it's for? Does it actually go after people and penalize them for not breaking the law? Is that the way it worked out? I guess so. But anyway, we got hour number 3 coming up. When we get back, we're going to talk about how politically correct Hollywood is doomed. This is Lock and Load.
Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.